Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for big game preview and a huge game. Baltimore's coming off a big loss to Las Vegas. Now they go into this week with a big game on the road against Dallas. To talk about this game, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Vinny and Haney, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vinny Serrato. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. We'll start here. The Ravens 0-2. How do we get here? Why are the Ravens 0-2?
The offensive line is a big part of it. Both weeks they're struggling big time. They replaced three starters from last year. And those guys are having a hard time. They had 11 yards rushing at the half. So that kind of tells you what it is. But that game, Ravens could have won the game. Derrick Henry on a 3rd-and-1 in a fourth quarter with 7:30 to go has a false start penalty, and they make the first down on a quarterback sneak, basically. And then they go back to 3rd-and-6, end up punting. And otherwise, he runs down the clock. At worst, the 4 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. So those were a couple of the big issues. Plus, you can't let Davante Adams beat you. Their best player, you can't let him beat you. They had 5 plays over 20 yards in the second half.
Vinny, when does it become a concern? When does the offer become a concern, and if it's not already?
Well, they beat themselves both times. That's the problem that they've had. They were, a toenail away from beating the Chiefs. And they should have won this game. You're up 10 points in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. So is it a concern? Not yet. I think if they go to Dallas and they got Buffalo at home. So I would think that it's a concern if you go to Dallas and don't look good. I think they go to Dallas and win. And then they got Buffalo at home and then they go to Cincy. So, they've got some tough games, but they can get back on track. Plus the division, you've got Pittsburgh who's undefeated. Otherwise, nobody's played anybody in the division yet, so that's all still wide open.
Does this make the Dallas game, and if not Dallas game, the game after this, feel like must-win games for Baltimore?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't go in an 0-3 hole, with Buffalo coming. So, yeah, this is an absolute game for them. And Dallas was totally embarrassed at home, and they looked like, what they have, 100? They gave up 134 rushing yards before contact. That sounds like music to Baltimore's ears, but the offensive line is the problem.
All right, one other problem, Vinny, before we let you go. Justin Tucker, 0-for-2 from 50 yards and out this season. Is father time catching up with the legendary kicker, or am I just being a salty-ass Browns fan?
No, I mean, there's something to it. He was 1-of-5 last year, so I just don't see Harv's giving him a lot more opportunities over 50, although everybody in the NFL is making 50-yarders like they're 35-yarders now, but he's missing them left. He's missing everything left. So, I just don't think that they're going to take a lot of those kicks because he's not making them, and it cost them because they went down and got a field goal right after.
Vinny, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
Vinny Serrato there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, Baltimore at Dallas with a 425 kick. And another big game this weekend, Pittsburgh tries to keep it going. They got the Chargers this week. And we head back out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome on Jeff Hawthorne, the KDKA sports director. I think I just renamed the hotline there, Jeff.
Where's my residual? Come on, man.
It's radio. You know where that's going.
I do.
Is Justin Fields Wally Pipping Russell Wilson?
He might be. You know, if you would ask me that at halftime, I almost said, you know how those times when you almost send out a tweet and later you're like, oh, man, thank goodness I didn't do that? Because at halftime I was ready to do that of the Steeler game, that it's Fields' job. And then that second half wasn't as much fun. So I think it's his job. Listen, the players are really starting to buy into him. I mean, they really like Justin Fields. So you beat the Chargers and you're 3-0. How do you change then?
I mean, I'm a Browns fan, so I got a pretty good idea how. But I'm curious, you know, the defense is, I mean, impressively dominant. The offense, impressively offensive. What do you think gives first? The offense suddenly finds a pulse, or the defense takes a step back?
I think the offense finds a little of a pulse, but this is the recurring theme we've seen since Ben Roethlisberger left. It's the same type of offense that we've seen, just a regrouped, revamped, trying to get something going. But they have, as crazy as it sounds, since they have one touchdown in two games and yet two wins, they do seem to have some type of momentum, or at least identity building with what they had the last couple of years. They didn't, you know, get an identity till November or December.
Do you think there's any chance that this 2-0 start by the Steelers is a mirage?
Yes. Yes. There needs to be more offense before you can believe. And they don't have a number two receiver. There are issues. And if a team, you know, scores on this defense, do the Steelers have the offense that could play in a rapid fire game? They'd have to prove that.
Jeff Hawthorne on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we get you ready for Pittsburgh, L.A. this weekend, Steelers versus the Chargers. So I think you hinted towards this. Do you consider the Chargers game a early season measuring stick game for Pittsburgh?
Very much, especially now that, you know, Harbaugh has turned them into some type of, you know, AFC North team, that they're running the ball, they're using Dobbins. I mean, they've got Gus Edwards. I mean, they're like Baltimore West. And, yeah, I think let's see how this team, not only offensively but defensively, stacks up to the physical, you know, pounding. Plus, they've got questions at tackle right now, the Steelers do. And you're facing Mack and Bosa as edge rushers. This is going to be a tough challenge.
One more before you go there, Jeff. Which Harbaugh would you rather have as a head coach, Jim or Jeff? Jim or John? Jeez.
Neither. I hate them both. But I would say, as much as, you know, I know Jim won a national title, I would say John, because I like his energy better. Jim's just a weird dude.
That's fair. Jeff, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
There were too many J names in a short period of time. That was Jeff Hawthorne, KDKA sports director, getting you ready for Pittsburgh versus the LA Chargers this weekend and the final of our big game previews coming by way of Kansas City. Kansas City on the road in Atlanta. Of course, Atlanta snuck past Philly last night. Kansas City remains unbeaten themselves. And Alex Gold of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Alex, welcome to the show. Is Sunday proof there's no blueprint to beating Kansas City?
There's so many outs, man, with this football team. You know, for those that play poker, you know what I'm saying. I mean, this football team finds different ways to win. Patrick Mahomes was not good on Sunday. They lost the turnover margin. They lost time of possession, and yet they still win that game off the leg of Harrison Butker. So, yeah, it's got to be completely frustrating for everybody else in the NFL right now.
Alex, are walk-off field goal game winners anticlimactic because of Patrick Mahomes' game-breaking theatrics?
You know, that's a great point. I think so. You know, it gets to the point now, it's a credit to Butker, though, that whenever they're in 57-plus, you know, or inside 57, you kind of just expect it. Like, most people would think there was a ton of drama with that kick. I don't think there really was. Not with Harrison Butker right now. So Patrick Mahomes has spoiled us.
I don't know how you get through a four-hour daily show without giggling that his name is Harry Butker, but I move on. Is losing Isaiah Pacheco for 6 to 8 weeks, how big of a loss is that for Kansas City?
No, it's a huge loss. I mean, this is, I think, a top 12 running back in football, someone that brings the energy every single day to that locker room and to the football team. And I think for them right now, their challenge is running back by committee, a bunch of unproven guys. Carson Steele's an undrafted running back. Samaje Perine is basically your third down receiving back. And then you guys probably just saw the news today. They brought back Kareem Hunt to the practice squad. Maybe in a couple weeks he works his way in, but they don't have a bell cow back anymore.
Alex Gold on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline here on the Big Game Preview. Again, Kansas City, Atlanta, Sunday Night Football in Atlanta this weekend. Have the Chiefs done enough at wide receiver so that the loss of Hollywood Brown won't hurt them in season here?
Well, it's weird because if you look at the room, other than cutting ties with Kadarius Toney and drafting Worthy, now there's really no change, you know, despite everything in the offseason. The only difference, I think, is Rashee Rice is an even better receiver, guys, now than he was last year. It took them till week 7 or so out of necessity a year ago to utilize him. The biggest development and why I think they're fine at wide receiver, that touchdown pass on Sunday against Cincy for 44 yards through the air was the first 40-plus yard air touchdown that Mahomes has had since 2021, which is just wild to think about. So the deep passing attack, many believe, is finally back.
I know this is a weird vibe check here because you guys are 2-0 and have won two straight Super Bowls and won three Super Bowls since 2019. What do you guys think is the biggest speed bump, 2 or 3-peat, and where is the confidence in Kansas City that you'll do what no NFL team has ever done?
So a couple things. Right now, the speed bump, like any type of season, is going to be the injuries. That right out of the gate, Hollywood Brown is out. Isaiah Pacheco is out. And then their left tackle is a rookie. Kingsley Suamataia was pulled out of that game against Cincy as he could not hold up. And so they haven't determined yet who's starting at left tackle on Sunday. Are they going to go back to Wanye Morris or stick with the rookie? I think they will, but that's going to be a looming question all year, I think, is that left tackle spot. As far as an actual team, the biggest challenger, I think we're back to saying it's the Buffalo Bills.
You didn't say the Cleveland Browns, and I'm very hurt by that. Alex, be good, man. Enjoy it until we see you maybe in the playoffs or maybe in that December 15th game.
All right, we'll talk then. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Alex Gold there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Those are the biggest storylines facing your divisional foes and, of course, the top dog in the AFC, Kansas City. I thought it was interesting how the reaction yesterday came out about Baltimore being 0-2. And, you know, I had asked our guest in from Pittsburgh, Jeff Hathorn, about whether he's concerned that the Steelers' 2-0 start is a bit of a mirage. Because until they get better quarterback play, if I have to say that about Deshaun Watson, I'm damn sure going to say that about a situation in Pittsburgh where their quarterbacks are a guy who's probably washed in Russell Wilson and a guy who I still have hope for in Justin Fields. But how you have to construct that offense, it's like year one in Baltimore with Justin Fields, but with Lamar in Baltimore in year one. Like, you have to dial the thing back all the way to the basics and then hope that that works for long enough that over time you can start sculpting a passing game that fits his game. And look at how long it took for Baltimore. I mean, they drafted Lamar in 2018. They started the season with Joe Flacco. Lamar was exceptionally bad in that offense for a short period of time near the end of the season. 2019, he became the MVP of the NFL. And then from 2020 until last year, it was health issues. It was trying to figure out how to unlock him as a passer. I think that's probably pretty similar for the path for Justin Fields because of how bad things were in Chicago. And it's wild because it is just 2 weeks, but it is wild how 2 weeks in, the things that people weaponized against Justin Fields in Chicago, people are now weaponizing those same things against Caleb Williams. It's like, guys, if we're saying the same things about two straight quarterbacks, although in the history of the Chicago Bears, it's almost every quarterback, and that is, how do you build around said quarterback? If you're saying the same things, it's not It's not the quarterbacks. It's the team. It's their evaluation. It's the position they put the quarterbacks in. So I think Steelers fans should be excited long-term that Justin Fields has a chance to do that, because if he doesn't, or if Russ doesn't grab the brass ring, you're up you-know-what creek without a paddle. But I still wonder whether the timeline of the offense hitting its peak and getting to where they're going to need to be a true contender, not just a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender, whether that matches up with a timeline on a defense with T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, a nice defensive line, whether those two timelines are in sync. And again, that's an I don't know. It's not an I definitively know. So we had that conversation with Jeff Hathorn, and then with Vinny Serrato, you know, the one thing we didn't get to with Vinny, because I think you can tell, like, I thought the question answered itself. I just can't figure out why Baltimore is getting a pass at being 0-2. I know that they lost 2 weeks ago to Kansas City. There's no real shame in that. They lost to the team that I honestly came into the season thinking had the best chance to have the number one pick. So this is less about, well, you didn't beat Kansas City, although you haven't beat Kansas City in a minute, and at some point you have to start beating Kansas City if you would like to, I don't know, win a damn Super Bowl. But it's week one of the season. You cannot, under any circumstances, lose as a double-digit favorite at home. And furthermore, like, the Lamar conversation is a little tedious for me, because I do think Lamar has been in a situation where, like, Deshaun is now. Until Deshaun clears the bar that is everybody's maximum bar, which is franchise quarterback, no BS, that's what the guy looks like. Until that happens, every single comment you have on his play gets rebutted with, yeah, but he's not the guy you traded for yet. And again, that's not a one game thing with Deshaun. That is a season long thing. He needs to be that good and that successful for more than a season at this point, because it's been 5 years now removed since his last high water mark. So with Deshaun, or sorry, with Lamar, I think we've gone from, well, Lamar's not a very good passer, to, well, okay, he's a good passer, but now he can't win a championship. That is
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos. Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's textbook moving the goalpost. So for a national narrative that is wildly unfair on Lamar Jackson, I have no idea how he and the Baltimore Ravens are getting a pass for losing to a double-digit dog at home week two coming off what is an acceptable loss. Like, I don't know. And like yesterday, because I watched all the same shows you guys did. I listened to our station. I listened to Infinity Sports Network, which I'm occasionally on. I listened and kind of watched everything. And I heard a lot of talk about the Cowboys getting, you know, mollywalloped by the Saints. I heard a lot of talk about, you know, Bryce Young getting benched here. I didn't hear a lot about how disappointing Baltimore's been. And, you know, Vinny pointed to the thing, Vinny Serrano, when he joined us in the last segment, that is one of the things that matters most. The thing I'm most cynical about the Browns right now going forward, guys, it's not even Deshaun anymore. It is the fact that you need, without David Njoku, you don't have a truly great blocking tight end out there anymore, and you don't have multiple starting offensive tackles. And the middle of your line has had a little bit of a struggle to start the season. In Baltimore, it is you're replacing all the talent that you've eked out last season and last offseason, and you've rebuilt the offensive line. 2 weeks in, if that offensive line continues to do what they've done 2 weeks in, I'm not saying that they're going to be trash, because with Harbaugh, their you know, low water mark is like 8 or 9 wins, but that's not the expectation for John Harbaugh. And specifically, there was something in the Vegas game that I thought was really telling, and it was, I think it's in Lamar's head a little bit. I don't think it's like the Knobloch, the Steve Blass can't throw to first base kind of thing. But I do think we've reached a point with Lamar that he knows, even though the skill around him has gotten better, like Zay Flowers is incredibly fast. Derrick Henry, I do think you kind of see the teasings of what that can be if both guys can stay healthy. But I think Lamar knows, I think Lamar in game, in situations, knows sometimes to win, he has to do Herculean things. And that's not really how you beat Pat Mahomes. It's not really how you win a Super Bowl. Yeah, I know we just had the conversation about Deshaun telling Amanda Guerra on the CBS broadcast about Deshaun saying, well, I gotta play within myself. I gotta take the easy passes. And people took that to mean Deshaun saying, you know, well, he's not gonna be the guy in Houston anymore, and now he's a game managing quarterback. But there is something to be said when you're going up against elite teams that you don't have to do it all yourself. And that you can set yourself free from your own internal pressure, right? Against Las Vegas. And I know Max Crosby's a hell of a football player, but against Las Vegas, Lamar had a chance. He was wide open, running free, on a play that ended in a turnover and the end of the game. Lamar had about 4 defenders within a specific frame of football, but he had plenty of distance between each one of those 4 defenders. And if you go back and look at the still framed on Sunday, it's almost like 2 of the defenders on either side of him are like goalposts. And beyond that lays the end zone. And Lamar's decision was to throw a backwards pass towards the sidelines, which is dangerous as it is because you basically back the player up against the sidelines. And basically take the ball out of his hands and give it to somebody who isn't Lamar. So in that moment, Lamar has the play, just run for it. You are probably the fastest quarterback in the NFL. You have a better chance to win if you just try and split those defenders and go straight up the middle of the field than you do throwing the ball farther back towards more defenders to a wide receiver whose name isn't Lamar Jackson. So I heard a lot about the Dallas Cowboys getting the ever-loving you-know-what kicked out of them. I heard a lot about how atrocious the Panthers organization is. And you'd be 100% right, by the way. Dave Tepper is an absolute atrocious owner and probably the biggest embarrassment in sports right now. I heard a lot about every other loss. I did not hear a lot of Lamar criticism yesterday. And I think this Dallas game that you have coming up this weekend is where because similar to the Browns, right, the fuse was lit with that game supposedly being a bigger game because it's on national television. You can, even though that the Lamar thing happened when the 1 o'clock games ended and they flipped over to the end of the Baltimore-Vegas game, and so a fair amount of people did see it in America, if you lose this game against Dallas, I think that is when the pass ends. 0-2 is not insurmountable. Once you get to 0-3, especially with Cincinnati and a few other big teams behind that, it starts to feel insurmountable pretty damn quick. 216-474-0092. What do you think is more misleading, Baltimore at 0-2 or Pittsburgh at 2-0? So Gavin Williams going to get on the right side of recent history. This is yet another opportunity for him to, you know, play good baseball, which we would like quite a bit because he is a big part of their postseason plans. That being said, he's facing off against a guy named Zebby Matthews today. I promise you, the Twins did not go in a DeLorean to 1920 to pick Zebby Matthews out of like the Baltimore Orioles franchise from 1920 or the Cleveland Indians from 1920. But I'd never heard of, like, you got to understand how rare it is for me to have never heard of a baseball player. Let alone a guy that's now in his second season in baseball. The good news is he's been trash in baseball. His ERA is about 2 points higher than Gavin Williams, which is already high enough. So I'm not saying it's going to be an easy night at the ballpark, but let's just say this. While the game is going on, about halfway through the game, Daryl and I are meeting up at a local establishment so he can pay off the burger bet. I expect to have a very nice time, both in listening to the Guardians game, paying attention to, watching it on my phone, while I down a burger, teasers, and of course that delicious milkshake at really the expense of Daryl Ryder. And people have asked me, like, well, how much are you going to go into this? Like, how much are you going to play it up? I don't know yet. Like, I initially thought that I had talked a lot of mess when Daryl was on with us last, and my boy Matt Thomas let me know that I was actually still too nice to Daryl. So, granted, Daryl's going to be videoing this, but like, we're not going to do the call into JP show. Daryl, I think tonight's going on at 8 or 9. This will be wrapped up. I might do, like, with a cigarette in one hand and you know, a quarter left of a burger in the other hand, I might maybe put in the earbuds and call JP just to gloat one more time. But that's going on, and I realized something today, and it was actually reading Zach Meisel's 5 burning questions for the Guardians as we enter the playoffs. I realized we have another piece of proof that we take greatness for granted. And here's the thing, this is mostly a critique of baseball at large. I think we probably should own it a little bit here, too. I know that it is, as of right now, an outside chance that Jose Ramirez is actually going to reach the 40-40 milestone. And if he were to do so, that he would be the 7th member of the 40-for-40 club. Shohei's ruining this accomplishment because he's going for 50-50. He's already got 40-40. But Ronald Acuña Jr. made this last year. Before that, it had been 17 years since somebody had joined the 40-40 club, which was Alfonso Soriano in 06, A-Rod in 98, Barry Bonds in 96. That's before the juice went to his head and he no longer became aerodynamic. He had a giant melon, if you didn't realize. And then Jose Canseco was the first to do it in 1988. And he's 5 home runs short and 1 stolen base short in 11 games. I don't think he's going to get to it. Knowing Hosey, though, you just never know when that guy's going to go on like a five-run game, where sorry, a five-run stretch where he gets five homers in five games. If he does, or if he even gets, you know, three more stolen bases and gets to 37, 38 home runs, it'll still be one of the most impressive seasons we've seen from a Guardians hitter in history. And I kind of feel like Hosey's greatness this year has been ignored. And that's, again, I'm not trying to do this like criticism thing where I'm on my soapbox and shouting down, you know, from my illustrious soapbox from the hills of Wadsworth at you. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I think, I don't want to say we're immune to it, but I almost think that Jose's greatness, the reason why I say that I think we're taking it for granted is it's expected. Like when I've talked about, you know, the postseason lineup and can you succeed without Stephen Kwan and Josh Naylor both playing at a level that you hope that they can play at. One of the responses I got back talking about this with one of my friends was, well, you've got Hosey, so you'll be okay. And by the way, that I'm sure that there are Yankees fans saying, well, Giancarlo Stanton has not been Stanton in 3 years. Well, but we got Aaron Judge. But I just think, like, as impressive as it is to watch Aaron Judge hit for average and power this year and be the power hitter that he is, it, for some reason, and some of this is I do think that he's playing in Cleveland, but for some reason that blocks out the greatness of a player like Jose Ramirez here in town. Not here in town, excuse me, in baseball-wide. And even then, like, even if Jose were to get to the 40-40 club this year, it's going to be outshone by the fact that Shohei Ohtani's going for 50-50 and is very likely going to hit it. And so this is less me talking down to you. And it's just, given that Jose's 32, given that there's going to become a time in the very near future where I don't know that Hosey's going to be able to live up to the contract. Just kind of felt like pointing out that Jose Ramirez, in the pantheon of great seasons, and his WAR was higher in, I think, 2017 and 2018. So I don't even know this is his best season, right? But in the pantheon of Jose Ramirez, at the age of 32, a third baseman, no less, where you expect a little less power, and because of the brutality of playing the hot corner, that your kind of window for being a great player is diminished quite a bit. At 32, this guy is on the cusp of doing something that only eight people in the history of baseball have done. And it's just not being talked about. And the good news is that Jose himself has an opportunity coming up in about 3 weeks' time to make people talk about him again. Because even if they ignore you in the regular season, if you go out and have a great postseason, or if you're a team that goes to the World Series, then that's your opportunity to catch eyeballs and to build your legacy. And that's really, this is less about bleep the, you know, MLB Network for not talking about this. Although while we're at it, bleep MLB Network for not talking about this more. And while this should be on Baseball Isn't Boring, which is a great name for a podcast, this should be on that podcast brought to you by Odyssey a lot more than it is. Well, this is less of that. And it's more, I'm not going full Dolan's and telling you to enjoy it. But I think this is the next opportunity, what we're on the precipice of Jose solidifying a Hall of Fame resume. And his numbers are just about to the bottom of, like, when you count WAR and all that, it's just kind of the bottom of the periphery of the conversation. But another few seasons like this, where he's putting 3, 4, 5, 6 WAR a season, and he's going to go from a potential Hall of Famer to a no doubt Hall of Famer. But this postseason, and really the next 11 games, where you can't count out that he won't hit 5 home runs and get another stolen base, I kind of feel like this might be some of the most important baseball Jose plays. Because if he can get to 40-40 and or lead this team to a World Series ring, it might just be the greatness confirmation that gets people to pay attention to how freaking good Jose Ramirez has been for a decade and how good he continues to be at the age of 32.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.